Welcome to the podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. On this episode, we're going to be talking about artificial light. Now, I know what you're thinking. You are thinking, this is going to be the most boring, lame podcast ever. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. What we're going to be talking about is the history of artificial light. So I recently read a book called The Rational Optimist, and I have it in audio format. So I'm going to be playing for you that book, the snippet from, again, the name of the book is The Rational Optimist. And they'd covered really well, I thought, technology and the economics of lighting. So we're going to go all the way back. We're going to be talking about some early lighting, all the way fast forward to LED lighting. And the reason I really like this excerpt from this book is because they break it down into work. How much work did you have to do to afford 1 hour of lighting? And I think you're going to be amazed, as I was, as how cheap something is that we take for granted now, lighting really is for the world. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and listen. The Rational Optimist.
Artificial light lies on the border between necessity and luxury. In monetary terms, the same amount of artificial lighting cost 20,000 times as much in England in the year 1300 as it does today. Enormous as that difference is, in labor terms, the change is even more dramatic, and the improvement is even more recent. Ask how much artificial light you can earn with an hour of work at the average wage. The amount has increased from 24 lumen hours in 1750 BC, sesame oil lamp, to 186 in 1800, tallow candle, to 4400 in 1880, kerosene lamp, to 531,000 in 1950, incandescent light bulb, to 8.4 million lumen hours today, compact fluorescent bulb. Put it another way, an hour of work today earns you 300 days worth of reading light. An hour of work in 1800 earned you 10 minutes of reading light. Or turn it round and ask how long you would have to work to earn an hour of reading light. Say, the light of an 18-watt compact fluorescent light bulb burning for an hour. Today, it will have cost you less than half a second of your working time if you are on the average wage. Half a second of work for an hour of light. In 1950, with a conventional filament lamp and the then wage, you would have had to work for 8 seconds to get the same amount of light. Had you been using a kerosene lamp in the 1880s, you would have had to work for about 15 minutes to get the same amount of light. A tallow candle in the 1800s, over 6 hours' work. And to get that much light from a sesame oil lamp in Babylon in 1750 BC would have cost you more than 50 hours of work. From 6 hours to half a second, a 43,200-fold improvement for an hour of lighting. That is how much better off you are than your ancestor was in 1800, using the currency that counts, your time. Much of this improvement is not included in the cost of living calculations, which struggle to compare like with unlike. The economist Don Boudreau imagined the average American time-traveling back to 1967 with his modern income. He might be the richest person in town, but no amount of money could buy him the delights of eBay, Amazon, Starbucks, Walmart, Prozac, Google, or BlackBerry. The lighting numbers cited above do not even take into account the greater convenience and cleanliness of modern electric light compared with candles or kerosene. Its simple switching, its lack of smoke, smell, and flicker, its lesser fire hazard. Nor is the improvement in lighting finished yet. Compact fluorescent bulbs may be 3 times as efficient as filament bulbs in turning electrons' energy into photons' energy. But light-emitting diodes, LEDs, are rapidly overtaking them. As of this writing, LEDs with 10 times the efficiency of incandescent bulbs have been demonstrated, and have the added benefit of working at a portable scale. A cheap LED flashlight, powered by a solar-charged battery, will surely soon transform the life of some of the 1.6 billion people who do not have mains electricity, African peasants prominent among them. Admittedly, LEDs are still far too expensive to replace most light bulbs, but that might change. Think what these improvements in lighting efficiency mean. You can either have a lot more light, or do a lot less work, or acquire something else. Devoting less of your working week to earning your lighting means devoting more of it to doing something else. That something else can mean employment for somebody else. The improved technology of lighting has liberated you to make or buy another product or service, or do a charitable act. That is what economic growth means.
All right, there you have it. The history of lighting. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Until next time, thanks everyone. Try now we can only lose, and our love become a funeral.